Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bacon Smiles Podcast, episode number 30. That's right. I remember when I turned 30.
I'm about to turn 30.
We're getting old.
Old and feeble.
That's right. So, as always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend,
Evan Shaw Mumford.
That's right. Episode 30. I can't believe we've done 30 of these.
Yeah.
I just remember I before we even started doing this, I was like, hey, Evan, what do you think about doing a podcast on my ministry website?
Yeah. And I was like, sure, let's do it.
Let's do this thing. Let's and I was it. Like, okay, how do we do this? Evan, you went to like broadcasting school.
Yeah, I know a little bit about it.
I just laugh a lot.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes that's what it takes. Good sense of humor and being able to roll with things.
I just like to make people laugh.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of spare bedrooms. That doesn't sound weird at all.
No. Not at all.
But here we are, 30 episodes in, and we are live on Facebook, running into a few technical difficulties with it.
You had to trade in one of your devices.
So basically, We're streaming live, and you can, of course, watch us, what we look like, on facebook.com/BaconSmiles. So, thanks for always following along, listening. And what we got in store for you today, this weekend, we're going to do a show together on your radio show.
We're actually going live on the radio.
Like old school radio.
Right. Bring it back.
WJMJ. How can you listen to WJMJ?
So you can listen online at WJMJ.org. Nice. You can also, if you have the TuneIn app, which is free for mobile devices, you can also listen in that way. If you're in the New Haven area, you can listen on the radio dial at 107.1 FM. And then in the Hartford area, it's 88.9.
Nice. All right. So then also this past weekend, baby shower.
That's right. That was
fun. It was a good time.
Beautiful day.
Yeah. And in a couple of weeks, we're probably going to end up being a week behind on the podcast because I have a Dave Dumaine retreat / mission trip week up in Vermont. So just wanted to put that out there.
Okay.
You're on music.
That's right.
And you have an interesting topic you want to talk about in music. Yeah. So we'll get into that. Little tease action.
There you go.
Today's gospel is actually pretty awesome. It's Matthew 11, 28 through 30.
Okay.
Those of you who are labored and tired, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, you'll appreciate it.
Yeah. It's going to be great. And our saint of the day, Saint Apollinaris. He's actually one of the first bishops appointed by Saint Peter, so it's actually a pretty cool story there. So we'll talk about him, and then you've got news of the
weird.
Yeah, so it's gonna be great. All right, so right into it. So WJMJ every Sunday you do a show
from 3 to 6 p.m. and it's great because even though internet radio has been really taking off for the last 12 years, it still boggles my mind being able to see where people are tuning in.
Nice.
So it's fun. While it's awesome, you know, hearing from local people and saying, oh, you know, you just played a song that I really need to hear. It's cool also to look because we have a map where it won't pinpoint the exact address, but it'll pinpoint your city.
Yeah.
Of where people are listening online. So we'll have people in Germany listening, we have people up in Canada, we have people internationally tuning into the show.
Yeah, awesome.
Which is cool because you're seeing these people that are tuning in to listen to the music that's about our worship with God and Jesus. And it's really cool to see the ministry do that.
So
we'll have you on and we'll have you talk about your ministry and Bacon Smiles and how that came to be and your journey.
It'll be fun. I'm a little nervous, I guess, because most of the time people that are listening to this, like, I know them.
Right.
You know, so they're like, they know what they're getting into.
Sure.
So, I don't know, it'll be a little different. I'm sure, you know, of course you do it every Sunday, so you're just used to it. Not only every Sunday, but you also work for 96.5
and Light 100.5.
Yeah, so you're definitely well-schooled in the radio. So it'll be fun. I actually, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, good, I'm just good. A little nervous about being live on the radio.
Yeah. Well, we'll have fun with it. I might put you in charge of the music.
Oh, yeah. One this part is going to be fun.
You, have you pick the songs? Steve's.
Lots of hippity hop music.
No Sugar Hill Gang.
Hip hop, hippity hip hip hop. That song is older than everyone listening right now.
Yeah. I had
that song is actually older than I am.
My first confirmation class playing a song by DC Talk, and I was like, "Oh, this fits the topic of tonight's class so well." Everyone's looking around, going, "What on earth is Evan playing?"
What are we listening to?
Then I realized this song—the song came out like 6 years before they were born.
Yeah, it's weird because this year was the first time I had confirmation students who were like born after the year I graduated from high school. You know, you start seeing those 03s come in. I'm like, what? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
How did I get old?
or the kids that were born when you were in freshman year in high school and now they're freshmen in high school.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just, yep. So speaking of getting older, baby shower on Sunday.
That was fun.
Yeah. What did you think?
So I didn't know what to expect going into this because I know you told me about the campground. I saw some pictures online, but it was fun driving in and the staff workers there going, okay, we're going to have you park in this remote parking lot. And then all of a sudden this little golf cart thing comes zipping up and like, hey, you want to ride? It was like a pleasant Troop Farms experience on The Office. Where the staff is nice and they're bringing you. We're zipping along the dirt road right over to the tent. And
my parents keep like a camper at a campground year round. Come up from Florida, spend the summer there. My dad's up longer than my mom is, and it's not camping on any level.
Right.
It is a home that just happens to be small. And everyone there is so great and awesome. They put up a huge party tent for us and decorated it with little onesies bibs. And it was just amazing what they were able to do. The tiki bar stays up all year round. That's just my dad. Like, built like a three-level deck and everything back behind. And it's just really cool. And just super thankful for it. It was a beautiful day.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah, it was a little warm. But
underneath the tent, we were fine.
Yeah, it was great. And just thinking, I got so many people together and were able to spend the day. And everyone was so generous. And I just couldn't be more thankful. And
Jen was super happy with the number of dogs around.
Yeah.
She's going, there are so many dogs. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Well, of course, I brought Buster.
Yeah. He was happy. He was in his element.
And Anna Piggott brought Luna, mm-hmm. which was great. And, of course, it's a campground, so there's lots of dogs there. Yeah. And it's just great. It's great to see friends come out. And sometimes you don't really see the same, people all the time, you know, and family and everything like that. And, of course, my parents are in Florida most of the year, so I don't get to spend as much time with them as I'd like either. And it was just really awesome. Someone recently told me, like, any opportunity you have to spend with your family, regardless of how you're feeling that day, you should take it. Because I know this all too well. Family's not always there. You don't always have unlimited amount of time. So it's just really, really cool when you can get together and then celebrating a baby.
That's right.
How about that? I'm going to be a dad. Still seems weird.
You'll be an awesome dad.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Little girl Patira is going to be well dressed for a long time.
Yeah. Have the nice little bearded hat.
Oh, it's going to be great. The face warmer that looks like a red beard is fantastic. All right. So, reason we're going to be not here 2 weeks from now when we normally would do a podcast. I've spoken about this before, but it is still awesome that I get the opportunity to work with a really good friend of mine, Dave Dumain. The Dumain House up in Vermont is such an awesome, amazing place, amazing chapel, and the community around there is great. Last year, when I fell through a barn roof, those of you who remember, it was probably like episode 15 or something like that. Yeah.
Do you still have that scar?
Oh, dude, it's ridiculous.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, that's not going away.
No, it's never going away. But it's just great to be able to serve the community up there. And it's a small town and
yeah.
just get that small town feel. And I get to have fun with a really good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. So
it's a good guy.
Yeah, it's just it's great. It'll be a week long mission trip slash retreat up in Vermont. So it'll be excellent. Great. It'll be awesome.
Is this a group of kids you've worked with before?
I actually don't know. Okay. I don't think so. Last time I checked, the group I was with last time was Our Lady of the Cape. Shout out to Alex. But, yeah. So you wanted to do music.
Well, this is a story about Disney World.
Oh, no, that's right. Okay, yes.
Yeah, we'll get to music in a moment. But this was a cool story that's going viral today. And it'll probably be heard about more tomorrow when people are listening about this. But this foster family had two kids with them that they've been fostering over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to surprise these kids in a special way. So they had been talking about going to Disney World for a couple of years and managed to bring them down to Disney World. They were going around. While they were there, the foster mom went on Twitter and tweeted Walt Disney World and said, "Hey, we're here." Explained the plan that they wanted to do if Disney would help them out with this. Disney saw the tweet and got in touch with them and said, "We've got this all coordinated. We got Mickey Mouse, a private meet and greet with Mickey. You can play some games with Mickey and the kids will have a great time. And then when you do the photo op, you basically get to do your announcement there." So they go in. The kids are all surprised. They're hanging out playing cards with Mickey. And then they gather up to take the photo, and as the photographer is getting ready to take a picture, one of the parents goes, "Okay, here's a prop to hold for the picture. Here you go." And the kids look at it, and the prop is a little sign that says, "Your adoption date is this. Welcome to our family."
Wow.
And the kids were probably like 9, 10, 11 years old, somewhere within that range. And the son, the boy was younger, the sister was older.
Wow.
And they're both super, super excited and like cheering and laughing and super pumped up. And then as it slowly starts to sink in that now they have an actual forever home.
Wow.
The oldest started crying. And then the brother looked at her, saw her breaking down, and he just started crying too. And they're all hugging. The parents were crying, and then they got this awesome picture with Mickey.
Wow.
So I wasn't planning on tearing up when I saw that video, but it just happened.
I got to be honest. I'm going to say, I cry over a lot of videos.
Yeah.
These viral videos. The ones that get me, you know, the soldiers that come home.
Oh, my gosh. And the dogs freak out.
Oh, the dogs, they surprise the their kids.
Yeah.
Oh, man. My heart.
And you can't stop watching them. You see another one that pops up. Okay, I got to click on this one.
Yep, YouTube. That YouTube vortex. It's real. The struggle is real. Hashtag real life. Man, just... I can't tell you how many times I've just been like, "Oh my goodness."
Yeah.
It's, I couldn't hold it together. It's
12:30 at night. I need to go to bed.
Just sitting here by myself, looking at my phone, crying.
Yeah. Or like the dog that doesn't recognize the owner right away.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then as soon as it sniffs the owner and then just freaks out.
Oh, have you seen the one where like the elderly man had to go to the hospital? And so his dogs got put in a pound, and then when he got out, he couldn't afford to get them back. And he would come in to visit them like all the time.
Yeah.
And they surprised him by letting him take him home, or like they surprised him somewhere else with the dogs, and were like, "The boarding fees have been paid. You can take you can take your dogs home." And he was just like on the floor, like crying with his dogs, like licking his face. Yeah. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
Like it's just these videos out there. You know, if you're ever in a down mood, you can watch videos that bring
you up right there. Just have a box of Kleenexes ready and some Tylenol, maybe.
Oh, man. It's just. It is. It's emotions are.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how someone could watch that and not smile or have some emotion because they're just. I don't know. There's some good people out there. And sometimes all we focus on is not the good people.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, dog is God spelled backwards.
Yeah.
And you see that unconditional love pouring out of those dogs.
Well, you ever see that, like, quote about, like, a little kid? And it's like, why do you think dogs don't live as long? And he's like, well, God just wants us to be the best that we can be and love as he loves. Dogs just don't need as much time to do that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Very, very true.
So music?
Music. So a lot of cool releases coming out. Just recently, 12 Stones, which is kind of an alternative rock, Christian rock band, kind of like Creed territory. They just released their first album in about 5 years. It's called Picture Perfect. It's an independent release. Nicole Nordman, who's made quite a comeback, she's got a new project coming out in 2 weeks. It's called Every Mile Mattered. And Seventh Day Slumber is also coming out with a new project that weekend as well. Now, coming up, starting off in August, August 4th, Third Day is coming out with their newest project called Revival. And this I'm really excited about because for years people have been, especially their fans, have been saying, I wish Third Day would go back to their Southern rock roots.
A lot
of their music over the last few years, you'd get some of those rock songs, but it was more soft AC worship songs and nice songs for the church. But a lot of people are saying, I miss their heavier Southern rock sound.
Yeah.
And this is a roots album for them. They are going back to their Southern
rock sound.
And going back to the sound that made them famous and made them popular and made them different from the rest. So
yeah,
changing it up a little bit to go back to how they were.
That, yeah, and that's awesome. I do appreciate stripping it back, going back to what, you know, brought you to the dance, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah.
And
well, Toby Mac did that with his new project too, where he was starting to go more of the pop sound, but then he went more back to the hip hop rock and funk.
Which I just don't get why everyone has to sound the same now. I know I'm going to sound like the old man, get off my porch.
But that's a common thought.
Why does everything have to sound the same? Yeah, it is all about money.
Yeah, for the people watching on Facebook Live, you saw the money motion I made. But it's the easiest way to sell it.
Which is, I feel like...
Well, it's most accessible.
As Christians, we need to rise up.
Yeah.
And we need to say that we want, like, good moral standing music and stuff like that. Who was it a few years ago? At Soulfest. All right, I'm just going to say it because you don't need to say their name. All right, so there was this girl. First year we went up there, she was kind of like unknown, and she's just standing up in a summer dress, playing an acoustic guitar, singing beautifully. Mm. Amazing. I was like, oh my goodness, I got to see what else she's made. And I went, you know, bought a couple songs on iTunes and was like, yeah, I'm going to follow this lady because she sings beautifully. I love acoustic guitar. I'm in.
Yeah.
The next year, and I've probably talked about this on the podcast before. I'm sure I have. The next year, she's doing hip hop dancing. And like, and not even hip hop dancing, just weird. Like, dudes shirtless, soldier helmets, like doing Here Sparta, like weird
it's
dancing.
Like Katy Perry halftime show.
Yeah, exactly. And it was designed to be like pop dancing and all this stuff at a Christian event where I'm just like, where's the modesty?
Yeah.
Like, where's the modesty, people? Like, again, I know. Old man sitting on his porch, get off my yard. Got it. That's the way I sound right now. But can we get back to our standards as people? Can we bring back like modesty? Why can't someone who just sings so well just sing so well? Because I know I'm not the only one who was like, wow, she sings really well. Let me go out and buy her album. I know I'm not.
Right.
But I feel like record producers are like, let's go lowest common denominator. You're a good-looking girl. Let's show you off, and that's what'll sell records. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we need modesty.
Right.
Let your talents, let your God-given talent lead people to Christ, not you. And I feel like that's something that we need to get back to. And that was the one thing that I always really appreciated about like a band like Third Day is like they, I really felt like they never really made it about them.
Right. Yeah, it was all about the worship because I've seen them a couple times with you and MJ.
Yeah.
And what they often do is they close with Agnus Dei, their set, and they're like, we just have a couple minutes left. Let's just sing Agnus Dei. And then as they're singing and they're slowly turning off lights on the stage and people are just singing with their eyes closed, the band just walks off the stage.
And that's it.
And then they just let the crowd lead it. Yeah. So as the crowd starts to quiet down and we open our eyes, the band's no longer on the stage because it's not about them. We didn't, you know, applaud and
no, it's about the praise. It's about leading people to Christ, not leading people to the Christian band. And I do feel like we've gotten away from that. On a large part. It's also just, it probably has to do with such a lowering standard of the rest of music.
Well, what was interesting was Mike Donaghy of 10th Avenue North just recently posted something on Facebook that I ended up sharing because it was really powerful. But he was talking about how one festival, right before they went on stage, he was praying and he was saying, Lord, use us and, you know, use our music to reach people and this and that. Mm. He felt a little tap on his shoulder and like God saying, hey, what if I want to use this other band instead? And 10th Avenue, and then Mike Donaghy was going, well, I kind of want to be used, you know. He's like, he was getting away from the fact that, you know, just be a part of it. You know, it doesn't have to be my band that makes the impact. It's just as long as I'm a part of this movement that's leading people to Christ.
Yeah.
That's what's important. And I ended up sharing that on my radio page, and I said, you know, this is a great message for anyone working in any ministry, even radio ministry, you know, because you can go, oh, I want my radio station to be the one that gets listened to the most. It's like, well, what if this other Christian radio station is the one that's being used right at this moment?
Any ministry ever, anywhere needs to think about that. Yeah. What if God is calling someone else to lead people to Him that day?
It's not a competition.
It's not.
You know, we're all trying to pursue the same mission. We should be.
We should be.
I should say that. But
one of the biggest sins of men is pride.
Right. So something to think about.
Yeah, and you know, we kind of got heavy there for a second, but I just some of these things just hit me and I'm just like, this is what's on my heart. And you know, like, just praise and glorify God, and music is such an amazing way to do that.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I love Matt Maher. Like, I love his older stuff and some of his new stuff that's coming out now.
He's got a new album that he's working on right now.
Yeah, and it's just so awesome. And to see him celebrate Mass, a Catholic Mass, and just hear him playing to just glorify God. Yeah. You know, seeing him play at Adoration at NCYC, just amazing. That's just that holy worshiping moment of God.
Yeah.
And just letting Him take over.
So let's see, what's the Bible message for today?
Okay, I'm going to try to do this without a whole lot of noise.
Everything cascades down.
There. Yeah.
Very good, very good. It's like Jenga.
Here's where I... Oh, okay. We're one off. Hold on. Here's where the... Getting warm.
That's right. The buildup.
Oh, can I just say it's been a little warm this week?
Just a little. Dog days of summer.
I am too chubby.
We finally got an air conditioner in our house, and it's beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I had to install it, like put it together out of the box. It's like, really?
Hey, does your Bible normally go from 10 to 12?
Not usually.
Got it.
There we go.
All right. So, Matthew 11, 28. through 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, in case you don't, like, a yoke is not the yolk of an egg.
Oh, okay.
Easter egg? A yoke is the collar that you put over, like, oxen that binds them together to plow the fields. So the yoke is, like, the harness, the collar, your burden, and when something is yoked together, that's like two oxen that have been harnessed together. Mm. So that big circle looking wooden thing that goes over the head. Yeah, exactly. And then gets harnessed to the plow, horses and oxen and stuff like that. That's a yoke. So carrying Jesus's yoke and learning from that is basically like letting him guide you and just to yoke with him, let him lead the way, learn from him, to be yoked with the Lord, to be with him, to work with him would be awesome. Mm-hmm. To just be, and that's what ministry is you're supposed to be yoked with Jesus. You're supposed to be working with and for him. And he's essentially the lead dog in a pack of snow dogs, for lack of a, you know, that's better analogy. And so you should be running as one. If you're yoked, if you're harnessed, if you're together and tied together, that's what you're striving for.
Amen.
Yeah, and it's just all of you who are labored, like all of those of you who have worked and are burdened, come with me.
Right.
And you will find rest. Yeah. Let him lead. Let him lead you, and you will find rest.
Amen.
How cool is that?
Very good.
What stuck out to you?
Well, it just reminded me of the story of Mary and Martha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Martha always trying to do everything right and just scurrying around in the house trying to clean and make everything presentable, and Mary just listening, letting Jesus lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she found rest in that, whereas Martha was so caught up in her work that she wasn't finding rest.
Yeah.
I know I'm guilty of that.
Oh, jeez.
Whenever we have friends over, everyone's like, why don't you just sit?
I can't.
And I'm like, I'm getting drinks for everyone. I'm putting dishes in the dishwasher. And they're like, just sit down for a moment. I was like, I will. But once, I know you guys are happy.
Well, that was my biggest struggle at the baby shower. Mm-hmm. The kind of call back to that. Was I was talking to Eva once we got home. I'm like, I'm not really good in those settings. Like, and she's like, what do you mean? You talk to everyone and you just seem fine. I'm like, that's my problem, though. I never sit down. I never relax. I never, like, I can't just sit down and talk with Evan because I feel like my friends Johnny and Sam and everyone are going to feel left out. And it's just, you know, it's hard for me to just relax and let things happen. I feel like I need to mingle, like, in those situations, you know, like, hey, shaking hands, kissing babies, you know?
There you go. New politician in our midst.
Yeah. No. No. I don't want that job.
I don't blame you.
But yeah, so that's a struggle to just let God's will play out. And it's really crazy. To think about the fact that, like, I get that, like, weird anxiety about not being able to just sit back and let things happen.
Right. Well, our saint of the day, he let the Lord lead, and didn't you say he was the first bishop?
So, yes, he was. All right, so Saint Apollinaris, he was appointed the first bishop of Ravenna, Italy.
Mm.
So he was sent to preach the good news by Saint Peter. Founder, St. Peter, you know? So he goes to Ravenna, and He's preaching the good news. He's leading many people to Christ. Well, the pagans don't like that. So they start beating him. And they exile him. And he comes back. And he's preaching outside the city. And he gets tortured. And they throw him. And he heals himself up. And he comes back preaching. Mm. Converting many and many people. And so they finally are like, that's it. We're taking him to Greece. Like, we're taking him away. And so he's in Greece preaching the good news. And they're like, and the pagans there are like, no, we have our pagan gods. Mm-hmm. You keep this Christ guy away from us. And he's like, nope, I'm going to do it. And so they torture him and they beat him. And he's still out there preaching, converting Christians. Like, no, I need to tell you the truth. I just feel so called. I need to share the truth with these people.
Yeah.
And so they're like we're sending him back to Italy. So he sent back to Italy and he's preaching and preaching and preaching. And finally, they end his life. But he converted so many Christians, and he went back to Italy, and there's an amazing basilica honoring him in Italy because he created such a large, huge Catholic church there, converted so many Christians, and his preaching was so powerful. It overcame all those things. So he persevered. There were so many people telling him he was wrong. No, there is no, you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. And since we don't like what you're saying, we're going to try to kill you. And they couldn't for a long time. Mm. He was bishop and preaching for over 30 years.
Wow.
So we're not talking like almost 30 years. It was like 20 to 30 years before. They finally won out, but they didn't win because there's still, to this day, an amazing Catholic community there.
Right.
So, like, he persevered when he was in it for the long haul and wasn't willing to let them win.
Right. That's awesome.
So, saint of the day, Saint Apollinaris, just pretty awesome man.
Yeah, determined man.
Yeah.
Godly.
Yeah, absolutely. He wasn't taking no for an answer.
No. It's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
So news of the weird is about a man who is a contractor who apparently was working on an ATM. I'm trying to see where this was. Doesn't really matter, I guess. Oh, it's in Texas. So this guy's working on an ATM on the inside of it, and then realized in his truck he had left his cell phone.
Oh.
So as he's turning around to go out, the door of the ATM closes and locks him in there.
Oh, that's right. Because behind it, like an ATM, like at a bank?
Yeah.
It's like it was a closet.
Bank of America. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The operations room. So he had no way to be heard from audibly from the outside world, had no phone to call for help.
Wow.
So what he ended up doing was, as people were coming over and taking money out of the ATM, he had little slips of paper that he was writing, help, I'm stuck in here. Can you please call my boss and give it a phone number, and then sticking that out with the receipts that were coming out with the money. And people were getting the receipts and were thinking that it was some sort of joke.
So, like a viral video.
Right.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I'm not falling for this one. Poor guy.
So finally... Finally, someone got it, and they're like, "I think this is a prank." But they ended up calling the number. So it wasn't weighing down their conscience.
Oh man!
And they ended up coming and opening it up, and this guy came out.
Man, how long was he in there for?
Let me see if they say.
Wow! Can you imagine just being essentially trapped in a closet, just with a little little glimmer of hope that you can just kind of like slip little pieces of paper to people.
Yeah.
Wow.
A police officer said, they said, but you'll never again see this happening in your life. They said it was just crazy.
Man, just imagine those people who are like, I ain't falling for this. Where's that camera?
I know you guys
are trying to get
me. He's going
to
go on YouTube.
Man, that's crazy.
So that guy learned his lesson. Always have his phone on him.
Yeah. Wow, think about that. I'm always telling you.
Normally you're trying to get away from your phone. Yeah.
Put it away.
I like walking away from my phone and just go, I'm not even going to worry about it.
I love putting my phone on silent. I'm not going to lie. Just perfect silent, not even vibrate.
Just have it in the other part of the house and just walk away and be like, I'm just going to do my thing.
I hope no emergencies ever happen when I'm just like, I just want to, you know.
Yeah, just disconnect.
I love just being able to just be in this moment.
Right. Just go back 20 years in time and just, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway, I'm glad he's safe and okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He didn't melt. He didn't, you know, become a bad situation.
Well, that's our podcast for today, folks. As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend,
Evan Shaw Mumford.
You can reach out to me, stevie.pt on Instagram, stevie_pt on Twitter, or reverse those.
And remember to join us this Sunday
at
wjmj.org, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, find it on TuneIn. If you have an Android phone, I think it comes preloaded. If you have an iPhone, you can get it at the App Store. But yeah, TuneIn Radio, WJMJ, Connecticut. So those of you who are out of state and listen to us, it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Can you call into that show?
You can. I'll give you the phone number right now. It's 203-758-0707.
How many times have you said that?
The first on-air giveaway I did, I gave away the wrong phone number. It was for the office phone number, and it was disconnected for the weekend.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, why is no one calling in? And I looked online, I was like, oh, shoot. That was the wrong number.
So, one more time, phone number.
203-758-0707.
Perfect.
So give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call. Join us live on Sunday, 3 to 6, WJMJ.
Talking about your ministry.
That's it.
Can't wait.
So, as always, keep smiling and God bless.